Crumbs, written by Ben Bailey Smith. Illustrated by Sav Akhuz. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Old Farmer Dan was a hard-working man, but not quite the brightest you've seen. His wife Kay was smart, his dog held his heart. They really were kind of a team. One day at lunch, Dan had a hunch. It might just be time for a bite. He opened his box, jumped up in shock. His sandwiches nowhere in sight. Crumbs!
I just have crumbs and no clue. Someone left crumbs in my lunchbox, but who?
To his dog Joe, he asked,
"Where'd they go?"
And Joe gave a kind of a shrug. Kay came along, asked what was wrong, and then gave her husband a hug. He told her he'd made an egg mayonnaise, a filling that filled him with glee. And on that morning, he'd stuffed a lot more in. He knew he'd be hungry, you see. I think, Kay said, you have to suspect an animal's eaten your lunch. Probably what's best is you turn detective and ask every one of the bunch. Crumbs!
I just have crumbs and no clue. Someone left crumbs in my lunchbox, but who?
Joe stayed with Kay while Dan walked away and marched himself straight to the paddock. Then in due course, he said to the horse,
Harry, did you eat my sandwich?
Harry, surprised, blinked his eyes twice and said,
I eat veg and hay. So what was in it? Grass or some spinach?
Dan told him, egg mayonnaise. The horse stamped a leg, said,
I don't like egg. Perhaps you should talk to the hens.
Daniel said, sorry, continued to worry, and went to his feathery friends. Bridget the chicken, corn kernel picking, said,
Daniel, dear, don't you do farming? You know eggs come from out of my bum, but thought I'd eat those, did you? Charming!
Dan felt quite awkward, so he shuffled forward to question a small pig called Bill.
Why seek a grudge? You know I eat sludge,
said Bill as he scoffed on his swill. Crumbs!
I just have crumbs and no clue. Someone left crumbs in my lunchbox, but who?
Dan rolled his eyes. A duck waddled by. Sally, the oldest and wisest.
Daniel, I fear, it's your nearest and dearest in life who provide the surprises.
He looked at the cows, then at the house.
She couldn't mean Kay did it, could she?
He ran like a soldier and nearly tripped over a goat who was napping called Woody.
He burst through the door. Guess what he saw? His wife eating.
He watched her closely.
Is that my lunch?
But after a crunch, Kay just said, cheese and ham toasty.
Crumbs!
I just have crumbs and no clue. Someone left crumbs in my lunchbox, but who? Sorry, I guess I'm terribly stressed, said Dan as he flopped on a chair.
Then he saw one thing, the tiniest something, that forced him to stop and to stare. He shook as he took a look in a nook and found bits of egg and some fur. He glared at it there, stared at Kay's hair, decided the fur wasn't hers. Then, with a sniff, his bottom lip slipped. His jaw fell incredibly low.
Sally was right. The thief was inside. It wasn't my wife. It was Joe.
Hearing his name, the sheepdog exclaimed,
Wait, you've got it all wrong.
Really? Said Dan. I think you had plans to gobble my lunch all along.
All right, okay,
Joe started to say, most sheepish of sheepdogs around.
You're right, I ate it, 'cause you never make it for me, so I felt a bit down.
Dan said, Who knew your favourite food was egg mayo? You never mentioned.
Maybe, said Kay. That was Joe's way of trying to get your attention.
Crumbs. I just had crumbs and no clue. I should have shared my egg mayo with you. Then, as Kay saw Dan shaking Joe's paw, she knew all their troubles were through.
One thing, she said, a farm has is eggs. There'll always be plenty for two.